Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. It won't be a long drive, but it will take up most of the two southbound lanes of U.S. Highway 75 at Hinton. Plymouth County Engineer Tom Roy told the supervisors yesterday that a large transformer will be moved by truck from the rail tracks at Hinton to the Western Area Power Administration Station. The power station is located 2 miles south from the Hinton rail crossing. Roy says the transport company will make the transfer sometime between May 30 and June 2. This is a 370,000-pound transformer pulled by a 198-foot tractor-trailer rig. There will be one tractor in front and another pushing from the back. The total weight of the vehicle is estimated at 670,000 pounds. The supervisors also recognized county employees who reached years of service with the county. Engineer Tom Roy was recognized for 40 years with the county. County Recorder Jalyn Goodchild and Secondary Road Foreman Kurt Hagee received 25-year awards. County Auditor Stacy Feldman, Correctional Officer Jill Holtzman, and Conservation Resource Manager Nick McKee received 20-year awards. Deputy Assessor Erica Popper, Comm Center Operator Brenda Arnes, Roads Maintainer Operator Mark Oldmans, Correctional Officer Don Fifita, and Roads Foreman Kevin Ernst were honored for 15 years of service to Plymouth County. The pace of the current GOP presidential campaign hasn't reached the level of the last one 8 years ago, but South Carolina Senator Tom Scott entered the race yesterday. He'll be in Sioux City today. Former Vice President Mike Pence is making stops in Des Moines and Ottumwa. Pence has said he hasn't decided yet whether he'll run for president, but during a Polk County GOP fundraiser Tuesday, Pence urged the crowd to ask hard questions of the people who are official candidates. State Auditor Rob Sand says a bill sent to the governor that would limit the auditor's access to some confidential information could lead to a lot of extra time in court.
If the governor signs the bill, then we're going to have to see how it's applied and what it is that they do to prevent our access to records. And at that point, and every point thereafter, we'll be trying to figure out whether or not there's a challenge on a constitutional basis that's worth bringing.
Sand, who is the only Democrat holding a statewide office, spoke to the Sioux City Rotary Club and later held a town hall in Ottawa. He says the bill has been a hot topic. Governor Kim Reynolds says she hasn't made a final decision on a bill to limit Auditor Sand's access to some information, but Reynolds says Sand has gone too far in some of his investigations.
The Constitution states that there shall be an auditor of state, and it's the legislature's responsibility to set what those duties are. This doesn't limit his access to information, but it does say that just information that he's curious about, he doesn't have access to that.
The bill would prohibit the auditor from accessing things a person would expect to be kept private, like medical records or police reports. Sand says if the bill is signed into law, he'll let the public know whenever state officials refuse to turn over records. And Sand says it'll make Iowans wonder what they're hiding. Two teenagers have been charged with stealing $100 worth of alcohol from a Storm Lake gas station, and a clerk at the station faces charges for allegedly running into one of them with an SUV. Storm Lake police have filed fifth-degree theft charges against a 16- and 17-year-old. The 16-year-old also has been charged in connection with a burglary to a vehicle. The 16-year-old has been transferred to a juvenile detention facility. The 17-year-old's been released to a parent. The clerk, accused of hitting the 17-year-old with a vehicle, faces a number of charges, including assault with a dangerous weapon. A special traffic enforcement effort targeted at seatbelt usage got underway this week in the state. Governor Traffic Safety Bureau spokesman Brett Jepke says that Iowa continually shows a more than 90% seatbelt usage rate for front seat drivers and passengers. But he says more than half of people killed in crashes in Iowa were not wearing their seatbelts. Jepke says seatbelt usage is perceived to not be a problem anymore. State law requires anyone under the age of 18 to wear a seatbelt in the back seat. Jepke says it's important for anyone, regardless of age, to wear a seatbelt. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.